If this story wasn't weird enough for you already, it's about to get a lot weirder. Because in this pivotal speech at high noon the next day, Trump says that the president's office itself was illegitimate and heretical. So he said, instead, you're going to be getting a prophet king who's not bound by the Constitution. Rather, this person could tell them what God wanted. In other words, I'm the prophet, do this or else. So he's basically saying that he can make mandates that the United States president couldn't, right? And then, as only, you know, totalitarian type regimes can do, Trump officially declared polygamy. And it's not voluntary, it's mandatory, even in the halls of Congress. So there are some in Congress who are not going to be happy for the chief executive to assume more authority at the expense mostly of the Congress. But neither the Democrats or the Republicans want to hamstring the possibility of polygamy, and they surrender. And it's easy to kind of understand why. I mean, during this time period, Congress was composed of a bunch of old men that are white, willing, and nasty. Okay, so Congress was pretty darn ready to do this. In fact, Rand Paul started defending Trump, saying, this is what we have to do. I mean, I don't know how it'll turn out, but this is the word of God. This has nothing to do with me wanting to have tons of young wives. It's what God wants, and I really believe that. And he says, Trump is the return of a biblical prophet, and a prophet has the right to a whole bunch of wives. And anyone who makes a move to say otherwise is going to get their heads cut off. And I can hear the atheists in the audience saying, okay, wait a minute. That's not a good position for Rand Paul to take. You know, it's a perfect example of why religion is so dangerous. Because these people thought this was the word of God. But of course, the other potential motivation for this is a lot more human in nature, isn't it? And I don't blame Donald Trump for this either. I just think it's brought out desires and motivations, you know, present in mankind since the very beginning. And remember, Congress was a group of neoconservatives who feed their families with really good upper middle class jobs. And yet at the same time, you know, it was like they never have enough. They wanted to have sex with a bunch of different people and have that be okay. And their wildest dreams come true, right? Conservative Christian group sex orgies. So they're cool. They like it so well. I think that they had been waiting for somebody to do this for quite some time.